I dedicate this week's flip to Richard Bach's story of the river bottom creatures. I read this many years ago, and it greatly impacted my life. I want to share it with you. It shook me to the core, and hopefully you'll find such value. So listen and be blessed. Once there lived a village of creatures along the bottom of a great crystal river. The current of the river swept silently over them all. Young and old, rich and poor, good and evil, the current going its own way, knowing only its own crystal self. Each creature, you see, in its own manner, clung tightly to the twigs and the rocks at the river bottom. For clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current, well, that was what each of them learned from birth. But one creature said at last, "I am tired of clinging. Though I cannot see it with my eyes, I trust that the current knows where it's going. I shall let go and let it take me where it will. This clinging, I shall die of boredom." Oh, the other creatures, they laughed and they said, "You fool, let go and that current you worship will throw you tumbling and smashed against the rocks, and you shall die quicker than boredom." But the one heeded them not, and taking a breath, let go, and at once, sure enough, was tumbled and smashed by the current against the rocks. Yet in time, as the creature refused to cling again, the current lifted him free from the bottom, and he was bruised and hurt no more. And the creatures downstream, to whom he was a stranger, they cried, "See a miracle! A creature like ourselves! Yet he flies! See the Messiah come to save us all!" And the one carried in the current said, "I am no more Messiah than you. The river delights to lift us free if we only dare let go. Our true work is our voyage, you see, this adventure." But they cried the more, "Savior," all the while clinging to the rocks. And when they looked up again, he was gone. And they were left alone, making legends of the one who let go. I want you to give thought this week to what you can let go of in your life. Let go of your anxieties, your kids, your expectations for others, your grudge, your fear of tomorrow, your old ways that keep you stuck and safe. You're holding back on your dreams of what you once thought could be. Let go and trust. That's our adventure. God has a plan for you, so step out of His way. Hey, this is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.